The residents of the town of Nenana in Alaska have an unusual tradition. Every March, as the sun begins to climb higher in the sky, they walk out on the frozen Tanana River. They get out a chainsaw, and they carve a trough in the ice about a meter wide into which they place the legs of a tripod. The tripod, carved out of local timber and painted in black and white stripes, with a red flag mounted jauntily on the top, is connected by rope to a clock inside of a tower on the shore of the river. The tripod freezes in place, and the Nenana Ice Classic begins.
You're listening to Loud Numbers, a data sonification podcast. I'm Miriam Quick, and my co-host Duncan Gear and I have put together a collection of stories made from data and sound. Each episode will explore a new story through data by creating a piece of music from it. This week, the Natural Lottery. So, Duncan, how did this tradition get started?
So it all began in 1906 when Nenana locals, most of whom had arrived after gold was discovered in Fairbanks, began a betting pool on when the ice would break up in the river each year. And the list of the entries in the very first competition is kind of like a who's who of the frontier town at the time. There's Adolf Nelson, there's Jim Duke, who owned the local trading post, there's a guy called Jonesy, and another guy who's just called Gunnysack Jack. There's Louis and Joe Johnson, and there's the winner that year, Oliver Lee, who won enough to pay for a couple of rounds at the Trading Post bar. That was it, and the idea was forgotten again for a few years, but in 1916, workers who were in town building a railroad from Anchorage revived the competition, selling tickets through Jim Duke's Roadhouse. Word spread along the railway line, and in 1917, the prize pool had swelled to an impressive $801. That year, the ice broke up at exactly 11:30 a.m. on the 30th of April.
And this contest has been held every year since?
Every year. People who want to enter can buy tickets, which they deposit in one of the famous red cans found at more than 200 places all over Alaska. In 2019, the prize pool had grown to an incredible $311,000, and it was won by Anchorage resident Patricia Andrew. I should mention that a good chunk of the money for the contest also goes towards funding scholarships, kids' sports teams, and local charities. But in recent years, competitors who are hoping to grab a slice of that jackpot have had a new factor to contend with: climate change. In 2019, the ice broke up on the 14th of April, the earliest date on record, and of the 10 earliest breakup dates, 5 have occurred in the last 10 years. The fact that the method of measurement has stayed the same for so long makes the records of the competition a really valuable source of data for climatologists who are studying how the planet, and particularly the polar regions, are changing.
When you first pitched this idea to me, I loved it because it's a very different way of telling a story about climate change. It's not about people dying in natural disasters or fleeing desertification. It's about people gambling on how bad climate change is getting while living in one of the coldest places in the world. And that icy landscape was a huge source of inspiration for me. I love ice-cold Scandinavian techno from artists like Anthony Linnell, Mika Venio, Vladislav Delay, and Pansonic. The cyclical nature of the story, the ice forming and melting, the solar cycles, give the effect of endless flow, a series of minimal beats that evoke the austere spaciousness of an icy polar landscape. Then on top you have the human factor, the uncertainty of the competition results, with the background of the rising carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere pushing the natural balance out of alignment. That contrast is at the heart of this track.
So the first thing that we did was set up a time axis, a 4-4 kick drum and bass pattern, with each set of two bars representing a year. Our track begins back in 1901, and to help navigate the timeline, every 16 years we use a voice sample to label the current year, just like tick marks on a chart axis. It sounds like this.
1901. Why 1901? Well, because it's 16 years before 1917, when our dataset of Nenana ice breakup dates begins. Each year in the dataset is equivalent to two bars of music, so that gives us a 32-bar introduction. Dance music is often grouped into multiples of four bars. Into this introduction, I threw some extra percussion, chopped up vocals, and other background sounds to make it sound more like music,
The first layer of data in the track is the solar cycle. During the winter, the aurora borealis, the northern lights, swirl through the skies of Alaska, and its strength rises and falls in 11-year sunspot cycles. Humans have been counting these sunspots for hundreds of years, tracking them, so we brought them in as an ethereal shimmer in the background. These shimmers are based on real data from the Royal Observatory of Belgium. The louder the sound, the more sunspots heard in a given month. Here's the peak of a cycle coming up and then fading out again.
After the introduction, when the timeline reaches 1917, we start to sonify the Nenana ice breakup dates. We used the date the tripod fell each year, took a 10-year average to smooth out the noise in the dataset, and mapped the result to the pitch of a chord. The higher the chord, the earlier the ice broke up on the Tanana River. From this point on, there's a distinctive click sound each time a new year begins.
These chords go up and down in pitch, but on the whole they get higher as the track progresses, showing the ice melting earlier and earlier as climate change in Nenana takes hold.
I did have some fun with the filters on these chords, but these filters don't encode data. They're just there to create hands in the air moments. This is a dance track after all.
We also wanted to sonify the reason for all of that warming ice, and it's not the sunspots. In the background of the track, too faint to hear at first, but louder and louder over time, you'll hear a siren. The pitch of that siren represents the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere measured by the observatory at Mauna Loa in Hawaii. The CO2 level rises and falls each year as forests grow and die back in the northern hemisphere, which has more land. It's like the Earth breathing. That's why the pitch of the siren wobbles a little, but it also increases over time and rises to a terrifying climax near the end of the track.
So in total, there are three layers of data in this track: the sunspots, the tripod, and the CO2. And there are many other musical and ambient elements that don't represent any data. They're just there to make the track sound good. Listen out for the cracking and crashing sounds of melting ice.
That's it. You're ready to hear the whole thing. This is The Natural Lottery.
1901.
2020.
This sonification was created by Miriam Quick and Duncan Gear. To make it, we used Google Sheets to wrangle the data, SonicPi to turn it into music, and Logic Pro X to turn that music into a track.
You can find all the numbers we used to create the track in the show notes, and a final version without our commentary on all good streaming services. Search for Loud Numbers.
Thanks to Esther Mullins for helping us find temperature data for Ninana, Tom Allen and Sylvia Huttner for valuable feedback, and the SonicPi community for building a fantastic sonification tool. Oh, and to the residents of Ninana, Alaska, for creating a wonderful tradition and publishing their data openly on the web.
On the next episode, we ask if you can hear a taste.